Hello again. Today we're here with Janina and Julia, two students from the Heinrich Heine University, and they prepared something for us about their life as students. Now, what exactly are we going to hear, Janina?
Well, we asked people out of the street what they are thinking students doing the whole day, and we figured out that there were exactly two points of views. The first one is a point of view everyone out there has expect students. And the second one is what students are thinking they're doing the whole day.
Sounds good. I guess you're starting with the first position.
Yes, I'm going to tell you what everyone in the world thinks students are doing the whole day. If you are a student in Germany, you are doing nothing at all. You don't believe me. Go out and ask your parents, or friends, or teachers, or anyone. Ask them if they have studied or are still studying. If they are not, ask them what they are thinking students are doing the whole day. No one will tell you that students are studying. Rather, you'll receive a communist answer. Students don't study. Never ever. Students do nothing at all. Students party the whole day. Nearly everyone out there, except those who studied or are still studying, believe students' life is a never-ending party. A student always finds a reason to party. A birthday, an exam, a nice sunny day, whatever. Now, imagine that there is a situation you can't find a reason to party. This is a reason to party, isn't it? Therefore, it is impossible to have a single day without an opportunity to have a party. And to be honest, if there's an opportunity, you should always use it. Now, let us have a look at the second common opinion about a German student's life, and this view is totally different.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium.
A student's life is a party? Who says so? And who should you ask if you want to know what students' life is like? Yes, exactly, the students. Being a student, life is hard. You don't have time to party the whole day. If you are lucky, and I'm totally stressing the if, you can celebrate when every exam is written. Until then, you have to study. Let us try a little thought experiment. It is Monday morning. Your first class starts at 8:30. You are tired because you had so much literature to read that you hadn't slept until 3 o'clock in the morning. But you take it for granted that you follow every single word of your professor. The first class ends at 10. You have a few minutes time to get a coffee and go to the next room. Hopefully, you get a seat. If you do, you're lucky, because every single student is here today. At 12, you eat a little at the Mensa and have another 2 classes until 4. After that, you go to the library to search literature for your next seminar paper, and when you're at home after a long day, you take a shower to wake up and study for a few more hours. How do you feel now? Are you lucky that it was just a thought experiment? For about 2.6 million Germans, this is not just a thought experiment, but daily life. Being a student has nothing to do with partying. It is hard work.
That was interesting. Now, what is the truth, Janina and Julian? What is the truth about the German student? Do they party or do they study more?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture. You have lots of parties, of course, but I think you also have to study a lot. And yeah, of course, I'm a student, so I have to say we have to study far more than we party.
Really? I'm not quite sure about that. And to be honest, I really did my own research on this topic and I came to a total different conclusion than yours.
Really? I can't imagine that there was another opinion about this student's life.
Oh, now I'm interested. Please tell us.
Yeah, I will present you a German student's really able to work hard and party a lot. Recent research shows that there is a tiny problem with Janina's and Julian's proposition that German students work hard and party a lot. Actually, both situations can be true if German students weren't dependent on the Deutsche Bahn.
Thank you for traveling with Deutsche Bahn.
This train is at the moment.
As a German student, you wake up early in the morning and you think about going to class. But since you don't have to be in class due to the lack of compulsory attendance, you are not going to leave your bed for a lesson that starts this early. And even if you want to go to university, students often travel from another city to the university, and this can be quite difficult. The Deutsche Bahn is always late, meaning you are late to class if you arrive at all. Above all, the schedule is often strike-bound. This means it is nearly impossible to be at the university and attend classes. As a result, both opinions about students' life have to be false. It is impossible to get anywhere, neither your university nor any parties. Now, Janina and Julian, what do you think about this position? The Deutsche Bahn is the reason that you can't go to parties or the university.
Well, I guess that the Deutsche Bahn is a big problem in Germany, but to be honest, you can study at home when you're not in class, and, well, you can walk to the parties, for example.
Walking? I guess you have to live very near the Altstadt in Düsseldorf to be able to walk there.
For example.
Yeah, and I think when you take a train earlier or something, you can also get to university, so you don't necessarily miss out the parties or the classes.
Yeah, I don't really believe you. I remember my days, my student days, and it was really, really a nuisance. So today, I'd like to thank you, Janina and Julian, and I will say goodbye to you, who provided us an interesting insight into students' life. But never forget, take always one train earlier than necessary.